reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
That's right, have no fear, PDGA Radio is here with another new weekly edition of Disc Golf's number one podcast program. So get ready, as this week I have interviews recapping Tuesday's milestone event at the International Disc Golf Center, where two men became the first two humans ever to play 1,000 different disc golf courses. We'll also take a glimpse at this weekend's Players' Cup, briefly talk about the 2009 European Tour schedule, as well as get you the results from last weekend and the rest of your weekly disc golf news and information. It's all being brought to you again by the PDGA Store, Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
Well, the day finally arrived on a cool, crisp, but sunny late morning in northern Georgia. It was Tuesday, November 18th, 2008, as Greg Hosfeld and Ben Calhoun simultaneously became the first people to ever play at least 1,000 different disc golf courses. As per their prior arrangement, they together played the newly installed Jim Warner Memorial Course on the grounds of the International Disc Golf Center in Augusta, Georgia, to make the historic moment. PDGA Radio was lucky enough to get them both on the phone for interviews minutes after they made their final putt. First, we hear from Ben Calhoun, PDGA number 16,000 from Ann Arbor, Michigan, who's traveled more than 30,000 miles this summer in his quest to reach the 1,000 course milestone. He's also been documenting his journey through the Disc Golfers R Us website. PDGA Radio back with you here, joined by Ben Calhoun. They just got off the course, and him along with Greg Hosfeld, they both can now say they have played 1,000 disc golf courses. Congratulations, Ben. How did the round go, and how does it feel now?
Oh, it was great. Actually, I was extremely nervous, and I've never been on, had a gallery or on camera before, so I really blew a lot of shots at the beginning. Then when it came time to look at the scorecard halfway through the round, I realized I still had a chance of beating Greg, so we kind of traded strokes every couple holes, and he got me by 2 strokes in the end. It was a fun course.
Now, it's a course very, very few people have played. The baskets just went in a week or so ago. Give us a quick rundown of how the course plays and what we should expect as we get down there and play it.
Basically, as we're changing it, well, I think they're changing hole one to the back nine now, so it's the front nine as of now is kind of relatively flat compared to the back nine. It is a little bit easier, more of birdie opportunities, but possibly tighter fairways. And then the back nine is up and down extreme hills in the woods, with one of them actually teeing off into a hill that's like in your face, and it's just hard to even get just to go up that hill off the tee pad. There's a couple legitimate par fives, 900-foot holes in the woods that change direction several times and really keep you on your toes. It basically stresses the fundamentals, keeping a rock or a buzz type disc straight up the fairway. You never really have to bomb one too far. It's better to be straight and have an accurate mid-range shot than it is to have a big arm.
Now, I was following along a little bit on Disc Golfers R Us. Your mom had a little blog going there with the scores. It looks like you guys all shot right around the mid-60s, so it's going to be a little tougher course, and of course it's down there at the International Disc Golf Center. But let's get back into your quest for 1,000 courses. You finally got it. Remind everyone a little bit about your journey this summer. You spent a lot of money. You've put on a lot of miles on your car. Give us a quick summary of your tour this summer and getting you to 1,000 courses.
Yeah, I left in April, late April, about a week earlier than I planned on because I just felt like leaving early. So I headed out, went over to the northeast coast, and then came back along the coast, headed back towards home, actually, took a 5-day break after a few months on the road, headed back out to the Midwest, went all the way out to the northwest and hit Seattle area, came down to California, drove across the south through Texas and down into Florida and then back up to here. So now it's been about 7 months total.
Now, how many courses total did you play this year?
This year, I think over 650 courses total, more than 600 that are new to me to add to my list. I had a bunch of others I played again while I was traveling this year, and then the ones back home that I've already played before. So.
And now Greg Hosfeld came into the year with about 800, which meant you had a lot of catching up to do. He had a big lead on you. How did you arrange that you would both play the round together?
Actually, Greg contacted me about that when he was pretty close to 1,000 as himself. I can't remember exactly how, but he proposed the idea, and I thought it was great. Basically, I had no chance of doing it first, so it would be better off for the sport to make a big event out of it like this and both do it at the same time.
And you can read more about Ben's trip around the country this summer and his 1,000th course as him and Greg Hosfeld made a little disc golf history today. It's on Disc Golfers R Us. He's got a big blog on there. So congratulations, Ben, and best of luck as you're going to continue the tour here for the rest of the year, right?
Yep, I'm actually going to play another course right now in town, and then I'm going to head down to Charleston and hit most of South and North Carolina before I call it quits by the end of the year.
All right, the race is on for 2000 already. It's Ben Calhoun. Find out more at pdga.com and Disc Golfers R Us.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Now we hear from Greg Hosfeld of Orlando, Florida, PDGA number 1602, who has almost always held the unofficial record for most disc golf courses played. This year he went all out through his one grand disc golf tour to make sure he was one of the first to 1,000. PDGA Radio back now with you on the other half of the two players at the down at the International Disc Golf Center making history today as far as disc golf goes, playing their 1,000th course. Oh man, that's a lot of courses, Greg. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to be up there with 1,000 total courses played.
Wow. I started playing, my first tournament was around 1976, and basically, as some people know anyway, I'm a professional juggler, and I used to do a lot of comedy clubs, so I basically would book myself into a town the same weekend as a tournament. And so basically I would kind of double up on the fun and the money by competing during the day and doing shows at night. And, you know, just driving from gig to gig, I'd try to hit some courses, and before you know it, I was above 300. And I think John David was probably the first guy to make 300 courses. And I'm pretty sure I was the first guy to 400 all the way through 998, I guess. I held the record for about 12 years, I suppose. And I really thought that I was going to be the first person to hit 1,000 just by natural progression. I didn't think anybody was ever going to even come close before 1,000. And so when I found out Ben was on this tour, I thought, holy smokes, he's going to be getting close. So I, he kind of lit a fire under me. And I called up Innova and said, hey, I need to get out there on the road and bolster this record. I've been wanting to be the first guy to hit 1,000 for quite some time. But you got to remember, too, that 8 years ago, what we were doing today was not physically possible.
Right.
There were not even 1,000 courses in the ground 8 years ago in the year 2000. So here we are in 2008, and now there's over 2,700. So that's a pretty impressive thing unto itself. But, Disc Golf Center got behind me, and they ended up buying all of the fundraiser discs so that I didn't have any financial burden going into this thing. And Ben and I went at it two completely different ways. I'd been plinking away at it for years, and Ben, worked really hard and then just knocked it all down in one massive chunk. His was very methodical, and mine was just a mad dash. The first leg of the tour, I think I played 118 courses in less than 2 months, and I ran 63 of them.
Wow.
And and I had to take a lot of time out on mine too, to play tournaments and do some gigs here and there. It was a very scary thing, actually, going out and doing this, because I didn't have a lot of backup. The only money that I had, really, going into this tour, or the only money I had from the tour, was selling the One Grand Tour discs and competing in tournaments. So I had to do well in these tournaments that I played in. I have to also give big thanks to Gary Auerbach of Spinning Bees. He does kids shows all over the country, and I've worked with him a few times, and he basically threw me 4 gigs leading up to the world. So it really, really panned out well. I mean, just to have been able to do this summer, it was awesome.
Now, you also have a blog and website going on where people could follow and read about your travels. It's onegranddiscgolftour.com, so just want to make sure everyone knows that is out there if you want to follow Greg's point of view along with Ben's, who's, of course, over at Disc Golfers R Us. Tell us a little bit about the round today. It's at a brand new course. It's your first chance to play it. Sounds like it's a fairly tough course, and tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it is. The new Jim Warner Memorial course here at the IDGC. I guess it was designed by Jim Kenner and Ron Russell, and possibly, I believe, even Pat Simmons was involved. But pretty arduous course. There's a lot of up and down, some pretty tight fairways. But it's brand new. I mean, basically, when I called Brian Graham and asked him if he'd be interested in hosting our round, they really didn't look as if they would have a course to play. And I guess that really supplied the impetus for them to call this craft and say, hey, get those basses down here. We got to throw them in the ground. And so they really hustled to get this course ready for us today. And I can tell I was here for their tournament not too long ago, and I didn't even bother trying to walk the course because I couldn't really tell where it was going to go. But it was an interesting course. I'm really looking forward to coming back and playing it when it's worn in a little more, when they have tee pads, and when it's warmer. My hands were pretty useless by the time we got into the second half of the round.
Yeah.
I'm a Florida boy, so when it gets below 50 degrees, I no longer have an opposable thumb.
Speaking of Florida, you're now heading down to the Players' Cup. How do you envision that weekend going for you?
Well, I feel like I've been putting really well lately. I switched putters up, and I'm using a Sonic now, which I really like the stability level of the Sonic. I'm still trying to tune in on to the float, the loft on it. But inside the circle, I feel really good about it, and I've been working on my sidearm because that course definitely requires a strong backhand and a sidearm. And I don't know, I feel pretty good. I mean, last year I went into it, and I was sitting in ninth going into the last round. I fell back 3 places, tried to get a little too aggressive a couple of times. But I feel pretty good about my chances of possibly getting into the top 10. That would make me a happy boy.
All right, well, best of luck. It's Greg Hosfeld. He just got off the course at the Jim Warner course down at the International Disc Golf Center. It's his 1,000th course overall. Congratulations, Greg, and best of luck.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody, for supporting me through this trip. I got a lot of help from a lot of people on the road, and it is greatly appreciated.
A brief story about Greg Hosfeld and Ben Calhoun's milestone achievement this week, along with pictures and links, are available through PDGA.com. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. The PDGA and PDGA Europe have announced their schedule for the 2009 Euro Tour. The fourth PDGA Euro Tour will feature 8 events in 7 different European countries, beginning in March in the Netherlands and finishing with the crowning of the Euro Tour champions in Switzerland in October. An estimated 100 other national series and local events will also be sanctioned across Europe in 2009, giving players the benefits of PDGA ratings and therefore the ability to compare themselves with the best players in their country and the world. Other countries hosting major events on the 2009 Euro Tour are Denmark, Sweden, Finland, the United Kingdom, and France. The highlight of the 2009 European schedule is likely the European Open. This PDGA major event will be held August 27th through the 30th in Finland. It will be preceded on August 26th by the President's Cup, which is a biannual team competition pitting Europe's top men and women players against the top men and women players from the United States. For information about the European Tour, the President's Cup, or other European events, you can visit pdga-europe.com. A final reminder that the final major for the 2008 PDGA season is this weekend in Florida, Crystal River, Florida, for the Players' Cup, presented by Discraft. Currently, more than 75 men and about a dozen women are signed up to compete in this fourth annual event that will also serve as the final stop on the 2008 Woodchuck Cider National Tour Point Series and the drive for the championship. It will also add some extra drama to the event as Nate Doss can overtake the number one spot for the men if he manages to beat David Feldberg by at least 7 positions. However, Feldberg is the defending Players' Cup champion along with the reigning world champion and the number one ranked disc golfer in the world, so probably going to be tough. More information on the Players' Cup can be found at playerscup.org. And keep checking PDGA.com this weekend for complete online coverage, including updated scoring and a daily photo gallery. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. And now for the rundown of results from this past weekend, which was November 15th and 16th. 2 A-tiers on the schedule, only one of which I have results for. It was the Seneca Creek Soiree in Maryland. There, Brian Schweberger cruises to a 14-throw victory over Steve Brinster. And Kristen Weidel wins for the women. In Alabama, it was Jason Makarovich getting the win by 3 over Chris Orrick and Justin Kreitzer. And also Sean Aaron easily wins in advanced. Carlo Pelg won the Southern California Championships by 1 over Philo Brathwaite. Bobby Music, Derek Billings, and Paul McBeth rounded out the top 5 for the men. Brittany Breed won for the pro women. Steve Weiskup won in Masters. And Snapper Pearson won Grandmasters. Elsewhere, Justin Jernigan won in North Carolina, Alex Hughes got a win in Texas, Jesse Reed wins in Kentucky, and Tyler Christensen wins in Oregon. There are only 5 events on the schedule this next weekend, of course mainly due to the season's final major being held in sunny and warm Florida, the Players' Cup. But there are also C-tiers in Lansing, Michigan, Appling, Georgia, and Reidsville, North Carolina. Internationally, there is a B-tier in Japan for their 20th national championships. And PDGA Radio will have results and reaction from those tournaments along with much more right here next week, which also brings us updated player ratings. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.